what's up, yeah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? Yeah, we back after a big weekend of racing. Big week last week, big weekend. First thing I want to do is get my other stuff out of the way. You know, shout out Grudge Inc. giving us a platform for a show and all that good stuff. Jay Barnes and that. We got a new sponsor on board. He come on, UTH Performance Parts. Guys over in Burlington, North Carolina, 3116 Tucker Street Extension, Burlington, North Carolina. Phone number is 336-229-5852. Ask for Chad when you call. Guys got nitrous, slicks, parts, whatever you need, man. Give them a call, UTH Performance. Now, last week, Wednesday night, had testing tune at Piedmont. Had a little grudge race. Had a little Daryl and Joe Dirt. Run off Pinky, Ryan Sutton. Good little race. I think Ryan has some problems. I think he blew the tires off. I'm pretty sure. I think that's what happened. It was a nice little chess and tune for Wednesday night. And then Big Dog come around on Thursday. They didn't have on chess and tune and stuff, so, you know, it was just regular Big Dog. I'm not sure who won that, but it was I went up there. It was a nice crowd, a nice turnout. And then, you know, this past weekend, you know, Lance and Travis and Keith Berry and Darlington Dragway had that big race Woolstock. And, man, if you wasn't there, you know, you kind of missed out. I'm just being honest with you. Probably one of the best races I've been to in a while. Had never really been to a class race type deal. That was kind of the first one. But, man, the grudge races that took place, it was just some grudge races that took place, man, that, you know, to be in the books for a long time, man. You talking about Tony Wright, and you know, newcomer J.R. Gray. He been grudge racing a little while, but you know he's got that new car, that new Camaro called Headshot. And man, it was just, man, you had the 901 Bad Boys in there, man. You know they was really the thought of the event. You know they lost, I think, every race they raced, man. Tony Wright, I think he went 1-1, I think. Not really sure on that, but I know he beat 901, and then he lost against J.R. Gray. Had a couple guys from Piedmont down there representing. Had old Randy Sanders, Underdog Camp down there. They grudge raced Popeye. Took a L, but, you know, that all comes with racing. You can't win them all. And if you ain't out there racing, you definitely ain't going to do nothing. You ain't going to win or lose. Man, it was just a spectacular event. You know, got to be around stuff I had never been around. You know, very nice vendors, a lot of food. I mean, it was just, you know, it was nice, man. Hope they do it again. Shout out to them guys, man. I know they worked their tail off, and it was just, you know, I know how it is, man. But y'all done a hell of a race, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Great event, great racing. Had Stevie Faz, man, running Barry Mitchell. I mean, they was back and forth all weekend. Then they got in the finals. And man, oh, man. Man, had that money up there, man. I went over there and bet old Phil Shuler. And old Wesley Robinson, we got a wheelchair mafia. He told me, he said, I said, "How you feel, Wes?" He said, "Man, we feel good. We're going to 374 this pass." I said, "Oh yeah." I said, "That's what I like to hear." And man, if he didn't go out there and he run a 374, but it just wasn't enough for that 371. Shout out to Killing Time. They won the Radio Versus the World down there. Shout out to Herb the Ruler. He took Nino Brown down there. Won the Lee Spring class. I don't know the guy that won the 28-275 class. Larry Roach, excuse me. Larry Roach won the 28-275 class. You know, he's on a hot streak right now with that Nova, man. Ziff Hudson, man, he was down there. Man, he went 399 on 28-275s. I mean, man, it was just so much took place. I mean, Killing Time set the world record on a 29, on a drag radio at a 371. I mean, it was just so much that took place this weekend. And, I mean, it was, you know, it was plenty of women walking around down there, and they had them back halves out. And, I mean, it was plenty of people walking around. It was plenty of money down there. It was plenty of cars. It was plenty of action. It was plenty of food. I mean, you couldn't ask for nothing no better, man. I mean, I'm just, you know, keeping it real. Hey, it is what it is, man. You couldn't get nothing no better. So if you missed out, man, you know, you missed out on a hell of a race. I can tell you that now. You might have watched it on Motor Mania TV. They had it, you know, live stream. And but, you know, just like I know, it ain't nothing that beats being there, you know, face-to-face, you know. You can watch something on TV and on your computer and on your phone, but it ain't like being there. That was Woodstock. If Lance or Travis or somebody's on here that knows more about the races, all the races that took place, you can get on here. The one that I didn't know about was the small block winner. I don't really know that car. I think it was a turbo car. But he won that small block class. Shout out to him. Shout out to Larry Roach. Like I said, 28-275. Shout out to David Floyd. David Floyd took old Big Daddy, that old Grudge car, that old Mustang, old black one. Went out there and kept them boys on that 28 no time class. Got that check. Let me think. Old Rusty Nail. Straight Jacket. He went down there. And he didn't like how it was. What he seen, you know, so he said he was gonna come back and try another day. He paid Popeye to punk out. Popeye went and gave Randy Sanders and them a head up break with little Buddy and done a wheel stand halfway down the track, set it down, and gapped it. I mean, I'm just, you know, it is what it is, but it gapped it. So that's pretty much, you know, what I know, because I'll be honest with you, I was running the fence. And I was getting that money. I'm going to be honest with you, boy. It was some money down there to be got. And as soon as I got out of the truck, I took a loss. Took a big loss. I bet a nice little check on a 901 whip. And Tony Wright went out there and gapped him. And I went down straight out the gate. But I say, you know, I left my head out there and stuck it out. And when I left out there, I paid my light bill for 6 months, if you know what I'm talking about. So that was kind of a Woodstock recap that I experienced. Just like I said, somebody else on here that was there wants to talk about it, be more glad to hit the one button. Last week I was at Piedmont on Thursday night, and old Bebe out of Team Extreme said, you know, if he's on here, he said he has some stuff he wanted to address on the show tonight. So you know, I ain't really got too much going on. We got Piedmont this Thursday night. Maybe, you know, see if we can get a lock in. Got them Hammond boys out there in Red Springs. They act like they want to race. But I told them Bad Storm couldn't be there this week. He's in the shop. And So, you know, if somebody up here wants to race him, guys, you know, hit the one button, and we'll get to the bottom of that. But I think I got old Lewis Horn right here. Let's see, see what he's talking about. Yeah.
What's up with you,
what's the deal, dog?
What's happening? Chilling, man. This day going to listen to the show, man.
Just laid back right now, man, you know. Just telling everybody what I know and what I went through this weekend. And, you know, we're going to see what they know and what they want to go through this coming up week. And, you know, we're going to see you know, who wants to race and who don't want to race. And if ain't nobody got nothing to talk about after, you know, later on, hey, we're going to do just like we do every week. We're going to shut this bitch down.
I heard that.
So what's the deal, dog? I heard some people looking for you. I heard old Moolah getting right, said they coming to put some dirt on old Joe Dirt.
Well, I mean, when they ready, hopefully I'll be ready. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time I stay ready.
You ready right now?
Yeah, I mean, I damn having some problems or whatever. You know, everybody just need a, if they want to race, just let me know ahead of time. You know what I'm saying? If I could try to get to the track.
Oh yeah.
Got a lot of shit going on right now, that's all.
You can get that little baby up there though, can't you?
Yeah, most of the time if I'm in town I should be able to get there if everything's going right.
Yeah, that old Popeye boy, I'm gonna tell you, I get props to do. I'm telling you right now, he look good down there, old Darling. Boy, thing look good down there now. He had them boys.
I'm just going to put it like this right here, Josh Jones. If everything go right and I don't have no problems or whatever, I'm willing to, when Papa already lock in, I'm willing to bet on the gap.
Oh, shit. You really mean that?
I mean it from the bottom of my soul.
Hey. That right there, boy. Hey, that's some big words there when you're talking gap. I'm telling you.
You know, we bet on the side on the gap.
Well, I'm sure. Hold on, man. Here he is right here. I believe this is him right here. Hold on. 803-1963.
Just go ahead and hold it on the lock right there on the bet on the side. 500 on the side, you won't get my ass.
Yeah, that's what it is. We'll bet 500 on the side.
Shit. It's a lock. $500, you don't get me.
I'm a guy.
It's a lock. Josh, you heard it, right?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay, it's a lock. $500.
Mm-hmm.
You better be on your fucking A game, but it's all I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Good God. Well,
that's all I can say.
There
you
it
better
is.
Be on your damn A game.
You got your game. Hey, I can tell you right now. Hey, I can tell you right now, Scott. You got your game together. Believe it.
I know I do.
Believe it. Hey, mother, you want? Hey, you want that $15,000? Hey, you got that motherfucker right.
They talking about taking me off a fucking goddamn radio track. Put me on a slick track then. I'll show you something else.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? You know what they say about that? You know, I'm going to be honest with you. Take you off a radio track. Well, not being funny, but, you know.
Ain't no track
radio.
I was finna say,
you got Darlington, you got Shadyside, you got Piedmont, you got House of Hook, and you got Macon, and you got that's just off the top of my head, you know, right around here. You got some up in Virginia stuff, but I'm talking about down here.
Yep.
And this is the thing. I ain't carrying my shit to no motherfucking hole in the wall. If that motherfucker won't hold a radio, there's a hole in the wall. And I ain't carrying my shit over there and tearing it up just because you don't want to change your goddamn tire or you feel like you can't win. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
that's right.
The good tracks where you race at, they radios. And everybody's running radios. If it won't hold no radio, I ain't got no business being there. bleeding.
I'll lock both of you in, Josh. I mean, I'll lock Lewis and Robert Agee in with a 30-minute cooldown round robin.
I do. All right. We're not gonna run you with Robert Carr.
No. You always talk about Robert Agee and all this shit right here. Lock that motherfucker in. Lock him in. You the one doing all that fucking talking and shit, saying you can lock him in. Well, lock his ass in then.
Oh,
what did
shit.
I just say? You've been saying the same thing all week, man. I told you.
No. Don't you work for yourself. Bring your ass down here to Shadyside Thursday night, and I'll show you a fucking gap.
Hey, I don't think I can make it.
You ain't got no fucking boss, man, but yourself. Bring your ass down here.
Hey, I can't make it this Thursday.
That's what I thought. You ain't going to get that fucking ass gap. You better bring on your fucking A game, buddy. I'm telling you right now, you best be on your fucking A game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Believe it.
You don't believe me? You
hey,
can ask
hey,
everybody
Lord,
from Piedmont
hey,
that was down in Dalton this weekend.
Man, I ain't got to ask nobody.
Hey, Lewis, I ain't being funny, but you see, old goddamn straight jacket ain't on here goddamn looking for no smoke, don't
hey.
You?
Hey. One thing about me, I ain't gotta ask nobody for nothing. Ain't nobody gotta tell me nothing. I'm my own man.
If I recall right, you made one test pass to Piedmont this week and said you was ready. Why didn't you bring your ass down to Dalton? You know I was there. You know Straight Jacket was there. You could have ran both of them at the same fucking time. You said you didn't need one pass, goddamn it, you made a pass and you were ready to rock.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Well, anything else,
Mr. Popeye?
I'm not trying to be no fucking parent, but I'm going to tell you right now,
hold on a minute. Ain't y'all, if I ain't mistaken, ain't y'all locked in for next weekend anyway?
Oh.
I thought y'all locked in for Mike Hill race.
No, we were
putting
Mike Hill
race. He said he couldn't make Mike Hill race.
No, I got to work that weekend.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I thought I couldn't remember. I know y'all was talking about it. I couldn't remember if you locked it in or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think I'm going to make Mike Hill race myself.
Right. Yeah, I understand that.
You
understand
and
that.
Robert ain't getting up a fucking bunch of damn piss dummies. All y'all doing.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Shit.
Well,
he got you shut down right now by the letdown. That ain't like you. You talk about you the king of Piedmont. Well, you can't be the king.
Get Herb Ruler call your ass out on that damn Nino Brown call.
Yeah, we already locked in. Two locked in 1 second.
That's a gap on your ass. I can promise you that.
Uh-huh.
What I saw this weekend.
Good God Almighty. He said he promised you that's a gap on your motherfucking ass, Lewis.
Uh-huh. There's only one thing we promised on this earth, and that's to die.
Well, I'm telling you, that's a gap.
I hear you.
You don't lock 200 on that right there?
Nope. I sure don't.
So let me ask
when you coming to Piedmont? When you going to come to Piedmont, Papa?
Hey, hold on.
When do you want me to come? When do you want me to come?
Hold on, man.
Huh?
Let me get to the bottom of this first. Hold on, Lewis. We need to get to the bottom of this first. So is Papa part of Team Extreme?
It can be.
No, it ain't no – no, we don't need to know if it can be. Is it or ain't
it? Put it this way. He can lock Popeye in for me. So I guess that's part of Team Extreme, man.
It is.
Hey,
Popeye.
Fuck that, John. Popeye. When can you come to fucking Piedmont? I'm tired of this shit. When can you come to Piedmont?
I'll come next fucking Thursday. Lock that shit in.
Next Thursday.
I'll take a vacation.
$300,000.
Hold on, y'all. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to call a track tomorrow, and I'm going to get it worked out. Y'all lock in for next Thursday night. I can probably get y'all 200 put on the pot. So whoever wins will get 200 extra for gas money and all that good shit.
That's fine with me.
Damn right, that's fine.
That's fine with me. I'm tired of his fucking mouth.
I'm tired of your fucking mouth.
Well,
thank you, fucking badass motherfucker.
I am a bad motherfucker. I'm going to show you ass next Thursday. I'm going to show you how
fucking bad I am.
I'm going to
tell you what you get from that damn Dwayne Robinson ain't no fucking good. I can promise you that shit.
Hey, I don't talk for nobody.
And Gene Fulton down there.
I
know everything about that
goddamn
mother you done, Gene Fulton.
I'm going to show you how bad I am.
You ain't that goddamn bad. I promise you.
You're going to have to ride all the way back. You're going to have to ride all the way back to South Carolina with butt hurt.
So y'all want to lock this in? Y'all want to lock this in
lock.
Right now? Y'all want to go on?
Lock.
Huh? No, hold on. Y'all need to get the, we need to get the steps right and all that shit first to make sure this shit's right. Y'all want to go on and lock this in for next Thursday night, Popeye versus Lil Darryl?
I'll let you know Monday. But I'm telling you right now, I will be coming up there. I promise you that shit.
Oh, shit. Let me grab, hold on a minute. Y'all take a break. Hold on a minute. Let me grab these calls. Hold on a minute. All right, hold on. 336-9054. I just opened your mic, and it sounds like you got a vacuum cleaner on. It sounds like you're standing beside the train tracks, cuz.
My fish tank, hold up.
Oh, you got big fish in that mug, don't you? Damn. All right, what's good? What's good, Straight Jacket?
What's up?
What's the
Cowboys
deal, dog?
Cowboys going ham on him. They going ham on there,
okay.
Ain't it?
Okay,
nah, we can't. Popeye don't have that gonna think of you somebody.
Hold on. Let me get this other caller. Hold on, man, y'all. Let me just, because they've been holding on for a minute. Hold on, man.
He's feeling good, man. Lewis is feeling good.
240-2487. Hey, 240-2487. We're trying to push our luck a little bit here. Let's do it. What you want to do? We're going to put them back on mute. They ain't talking about nothing. All right. If you want to raise your hand, take your hand down and put it back up because all that background noise you had, 240-2987. I can't shit. You ain't talking about shit. All right, y'all go ahead. Y'all handle your business. Straight Jacket, Popeye,
yeah.
Lil Darryl. There y'all go. The floor is y'all.
Yeah, Dwayne Darryl. He get on here, Darryl. I guess he's feeling himself from that little punk out you gave him.
Yeah, he feeling himself. Yeah, he feeling real good, man. He feeling real good. I couldn't do nothing with him up there Saturday.
That's all
couldn't
he fucking with
him.
A grown man now.
Yeah, I couldn't do nothing with him. Car wasn't acting right. I parked right across the street. I chased it about three times before we could get the race. I couldn't get the car down. He was blowing that tire. I couldn't do nothing for him. But I ain't gone. I still damn got him in my memory. I promise you that.
Well, he'll be there next Thursday if you want.
He coming to pee my next Thursday?
I got him locked in next Thursday. He'll be there next
Thursday.
You
ain't got me locked in shit yet.
What? Who do I need to
bring on to? I got this question here. Why I always got to travel to Piedmont? Why can't you travel to my track? Because you can't be fucking North Carolina. That's why. I was in South Carolina and Dalton this past weekend. You know I was going to be there. And told
hey,
you,
I
you said you would come
down
to Shady Side.
I ain't come down there. I couldn't
came
down there. Man, you just said you were coming to Piedmont, man.
I said I will come to Piedmont. I didn't say I was going to guarantee coming.
Okay. Now you backpedaling.
No, I ain't backpedaling on shit.
You come on here beating your chest, talking shit about Lil Darryl. I told you. When can you come to Piedmont?
All right, if you ain't talking, put your phone on mute and embrace it. I believe you got your phone on speakerphone, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got some Bath and Body Works lotions and sprays and body wash.
Let me check them.
Hey, Bracey, you need to mute your phone, bro.
He got some Bath and Body Work and shit over there.
Yeah, he needs some because
that's the Popeye. They trying to get that smell good.
Hey, after Popeye bust his ass, he needs to put some in the tub and lay in it. Believe it. Yeah, y'all.
Well, he said he ain't coming to Piedmont, now, Josh.
I didn't say I wasn't. I didn't say I wasn't coming. I said I'll let you know on Monday. That's why I just now said,
well, that's why I was trying to get to the bottom of this Team Extreme. You know what I'm saying? If Team Extreme's his team, he shouldn't have no problem getting to Piedmont.
Yeah, that's their home track. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Talk to me. Where'd he go? Well, Scott.
Who? I'm right here.
Yeah, shit.
Watch TV.
Watch
TV. Listen to
this. Ain't fucking with a grown man now.
Hold on, little
guy.
You ain't
grown man. I'll promise you.
Hold on, little guy. Look, Scott, I got a text message, and that's what they said. They said if you part of Team Extreme, it shouldn't even be a question. You should be on up here because that's Team Extreme, you know, home track, you know. You know, I'm just you know,
they will travel too, didn't they? They will.
I'm just reading the text, you know.
I'm just telling you.
They will
travel.
Well, you know, but Ludell, you know, Ludell's the man. Now I'm gonna keep it real. Now I ain't on nobody's side. I'll be the DP man.
I mean,
how many times
I come to Piedmont last year and try to lock his fool in?
Hey, Papa, I said you would be my first grudge race. $300, get over
it. Hold on, but this is the thing. I understand what you're saying, but when you go, you was going to come. Yeah, I can't say this for a fact, but more than likely you was coming anyway. But now that you got, now that it's a new year and a new thing, shit, the man done told on the internet, and he done said it on here and said it today. You know, he got some issues going on, but he's going to make time, and he's going to go to your ass next week if you want to get down.
Well, you better make time then.
No, he's done made time. He's waiting on you. You the one said you got to
wait for Monday. If he's ready, he said he will lock in my track this week, Thursday night.
Yeah, he said, the man said he got.
You said
you
had to put a goddamn request in. You ain't got to put a request in if you work for yourself. I know that for a fact.
Because I couldn't make it a week.
So Papa,
why do I always got to travel to Piedmont to run this fool? Because he won't leave Piedmont. He won't come out to bring the wood.
Let me ask you this, Papa.
They said they'll put $200 on top of the pot.
Hey.
Well, you come Piedmont.
Hold on, cuz. Check this out. Papa, let me ask you this. Will this be worth your time? Now, I don't know. I ain't trying to throw nobody at it, but we might get both of these races locked in. Would you run Ali, the white Mustang, the big block on 28th? Would you run Ali head up? And then I might get that man on the phone and lock both of these races in. And then you got a big race to come.
I ain't got two people in my mind right now. That's that freaking Thunderbird and that red car. That's the only two people in my mind right now.
So hold on. You telling me you don't want no problems with Straight Jacket? You don't want to finish what y'all got started?
I will. Right now,
what is
Straight
Jacket
going
to lock you in next Thursday night?
I ain't say no more about Straight Jacket.
Man.
Right now, it's about 8
minutes.
Man, mute his
damn.
Oh,
mute his damn mic, man. He ain't trying to race, man. He just on here damn talking, man.
You the one damn dodging, doing all that damn test and said you was going, that you was done racing and everything.
He just on here fucking talking, man.
Fucker.
That weak-ass car, man. On here talking. I ain't that gonna make one damn shakedown. You won't even come down this motherfucker. Run that on little Daryl, man. I know what it's gonna be.
That motor you got from there, I'm telling you though, you better. I know what that summit wearing. It don't run nowhere near what it's supposed to be.
You don't know where my motor run. You don't even know where my motor come from.
It came from Dwayne Robinson, the damn slut. I know better than that shit.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
I know it did. And then he took down Gene Fulton with a man takes his damn work about damn balancing man. I know all about that damn motor you got. You got like I don't know about that motor.
Well, since you know so much, just come on down. Just come on down next Thursday, and they're going to find out what you can do with that motor then, since you know so much.
I'm going to show you what I'm going to do with it.
Okay.
You're going to wish you'd never had called me. I said my damn name about it.
Hey, do anybody else want to talk?
Y'all got the show going. Shit. Tell them.
Papa ain't talking about a damn thing over here.
I can't talk too much.
I was on him out of my own business.
I mean, what's the deal, straight jacket? I mean, you just going to let the man...
I mean, I can't talk
here
right now, man. I mean,
so
I don't know what's going on.
If the man comes to your whole track next week, you can't get this man no run? Is you scared?
I might not be. I might be down, bro. I might be down. I got to figure out what's going on with my situation.
You something else. Boy, you down one. You down every other week.
I mean, it's like that, bro. It's like that. That's drag racing. That's racing. You got to figure out what's wrong with your car. You can't just keep on locking him up.
You got the whole Piedmont down. You got the whole Piedmont down. This man,
but I ain't
going to Piedmont.
You can't lock nobody in, and then you ain't right, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shit happened. You know, I ain't giving away no money.
You said you're right. You said
I gave away some Saturday because the car wasn't right. So, you know, shit happened, baby boy. It'll be all right. Things turn around.
No, I feel you, dog. I was just, you know,
yeah.
This man coming,
you know,
down,
yeah,
you know,
I know. Yeah, I got you. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, y'all say one thing, and then, you know. But I feel you, though, dog. I'll tell you what, God damn it.
What is damn on, Derek Hammond?
Hold on.
What is
on.
Derek Hammond in his feelings?
I believe it's him right here. Hold on. Y'all be quiet. Be quiet. If you ain't talking, put your phone on mute. All right, let's see here. 910-7540.
What's going on there, Josh?
What's up?
I ain't doing a whole lot.
I guess you didn't see what you wanted to see last Wednesday night because you didn't call me, and we didn't see you, and we definitely didn't see you Saturday at Galat.
Well, sometimes you have to work.
Oh, all right. So you looking fast?
I'll be anywhere. I'll be anywhere they want me to be. I'm like a genie. Rub me three times.
Oh, shit. So you said this week right here, you took off. So this week right here, you took off work all week.
That's right.
Oh, shit.
I think I'm completed my masterpiece. You got anybody on 28?
It's awful quiet on here now. Ooh. Oh, you said anybody on 28.
I might try some big blocks, too.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to stay in the small blocks right now. You just find me a small block.
I can't see a day, hey, man. You got internet. You got Facebook. You post a picture of that motherfucker and tell him you looking for action Thursday night at Piedmont or Wednesday night at Red Springs. Hey. And this show right here, we got about 44 callers on here, and they hear you the same thing you telling me. So I don't. Hey, if they want action, hit the one button. Small block.
Well, I told them I was going to travel this year. I traveled the weekend. I'm gonna keep traveling.
believe it. I don't know where old Underdog Camp is. I don't know what if they got anything together running. I don't know. But Piedmont, I mean, you know, I don't know if them boys is on here. I ain't got the number, and I don't know if I can get them on Facebook. I'll try and hit them and get the number. But old Whitey and them, if you come to Piedmont Thursday night, cuz, I can tell you right now, that man going to run you. That man going to fucking run you. I can tell you that right now.
We might just do that.
You show up, and I can tell you right now, he going to run you. And I ain't saying that we can't get a race locked in, because I'm sure somebody on this phone can get Dale Handy. And, you know, I'm pretty sure they got a small block car over there on 28th, Nitrous. Because, you know, I don't think you ain't going to cut. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something now. You ain't going to get on this motherfucking show, and you ain't going to talk that shit and say you going to come to Piedmont and do a bot damn thing. We'll blow your ass out. And send you back down to goddamn Red Springs. Believe it.
Well, I go back to Red Springs too. It don't matter. They can blow it out. Well, they can try and blow it out.
They're gonna blow your ass, hey. Just make sure you bring Dog with you. Blow his ass all the way out. I'm gonna tell you that right now. Your brother.
Oh. I don't need to bring him. I didn't bring him with me to Dorchester this weekend.
I want you to bring him because we definitely want to put his motherfucking ass in the hospital. We want to put about 13 inches up in him. Make his ass bleed.
I tell you what, just pile him up. Sweat. Put him on the list. Didn't there a man say he'd do round robin? That's just exactly what I do. I do round robin. Just get them all lined up at one time. Well, I don't have to come but one time.
Well, I know, you know, the old Whitey car, they'll be there. And I know, you know, they'll run you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just being honest with you. You know, I know how you sit. I know how they sit. And they'll run you, man. They'll run you as long as you know. They'll run you, man. And if you show up, you want to race, shit, Red, Piedmont ain't nowhere from y'all. Pull up. And I can tell you right now, you're going to get fucked up.
Yeah. You're going to see about
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And definitely, they ain't going to see about another month and a half. They're going to be really hurting. They think this will do the thing here.
Oh,
I got now. Doing all right.
Yeah. You ain't playing no games. What it makes you cuss?
I ain't going to play no games. This is going to be game over.
Oh, shit.
They can believe that, though.
Yeah. So, you know, you looking for action. You looking for small block 28s action this week. Wednesday night in Red Springs. Hell, you might even go to Darlington, wouldn't you? If somebody wanted to lock in.
Yeah, I was down at Dorchester the weekend on radios. Ain't never run a radio.
Then he said the man said he'll come to Piedmont Thursday night. All these callers on here, and you know all these Piedmont racers. You know, man was looking for small block 28 action. He don't give a fuck about you. He said he'll come to Piedmont and kick the door off the motherfucking hen. Believe it. I said he won't. But he said he will. So if your money's right and your heart's right, hit the one button and lock his ass in. Man, you done come on here and shut the whole fucking show down, man. I'm finna hang the son bitch up, man.
No, that's all good. We'll run up with them somewhere. They don't want to do it. Maybe they ain't right yet.
Man, you done shut the whole fucking show down.
Nah, they might be. They ain't shutting up now, Josh.
Damn, God.
I talk a little bit of trash. You know me. I just like to get to talk
a little bit of trash. Oh, nightmare. Oh, nightmare done got on here and shut the whole fucking show down. Damn it, boy. You know what? I tell you what. You talking about coming to Piedmont Thursday night. Won't you and the goon just go on lock in and y'all go on sell
Me?
That shit Thursday
what?
Night to Piedmont?
Well, I'm waiting on him. I ain't backing up.
Oh, shit. Lewis.
What's happening?
I'll follow through with what I say.
See, you hear what that man said. Get that man on the phone.
I got you, man. Hold on.
Are you going to run this man?
Who is it? Man, you know who the goon is, man. Don't keep crazy.
Oh, I thought you was talking to somebody.
No, I'm talking to you. No, ain't nobody going to talk to you.
They ain't going to skip me. I'm going to run him.
You talking about who you talking to.
He ain't pick up.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't pick up.
Oh, he probably done got a text message.
He probably done got a text message. Tell you one thing, Josh. They better not be coming up. And still testing in test mode. They better become on kill.
Well, you ain't coming on kill.
No, I ain't coming. I don't need to be on kill yet. And that's the good thing about it. You don't need to be on kill yet. I don't need to be on kill yet. Always have some in reserve.
Ain't nobody gonna say nothing.
If you ain't coming on kill, you subject to get killed.
Well, I try it like that. I can rerun him. I run him again, and then put it on kill.
Man, you talk a whole lot of shit.
Well, like I said, I'm going to travel this year. I'm going to show them what I got. I'm going to show them what a little small block can run. A lot of people said it won't run. Maybe they get beside of it. They'll know it. They'll figure it out.
Ain't nobody going to do nothing this week, Josh.
No, nah, don't look like it, man. Don't look like they're going to do nothing. We got 4 to 6 callers, man. They ain't talking about nothing.
I heard that.
Done had a man get on here and shut the whole fucking... Done had two people get on here and shut the fucking show down.
You got a whole lot of listeners. You ain't got no talkers.
Oh, yeah. That's what you doing.
You listening too? You just run the show, man. Hold up, man.
Believe it. Yeah.
Why quiet on here?
Where's Tino at?
Mighty quiet on him. Ain't nobody hit the
Tino
one
at,
button, Josh.
Where Tino at, Lua?
I don't know. He might hit the one button. Ain't nobody hit the one button yet, Josh. I guess ain't nobody from Piedmont want to do nothing. I know, Thursday, the goon will be locked in with a junk pile with that new little car. He got a little ugly. All
right, hold on a minute, y'all. Hold on. 910-4136.
Tino, right here, baby. What's up?
What's good, bro? You don't want to tell these, you don't want to tell these people what you got going on and shit, man?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, you ain't been on here talking about it, so.
Oh, yeah, I ain't been on. I haven't even been on the show in the last 2 weeks, man. I just got on like 10 minutes ago.
Go ahead and tell these folks what you got going on. And,
Josh.
You know, whatever you need to do.
Josh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lock in right now, next week. Lewis Horn, 3 on 1,000, 500 on the gap. He says it. Lock in right now.
Oh, Piedmont. Shit. Oh, shit.
It's a lot. I'm coming to Piedmont next week. 300 on 1,000, and you setting 500 on the gap. I'm coming to Piedmont next week. Lock it in right now.
All right. Next Thursday, last race of the night.
Well,
lock in.
All right, hold on, y'all. 5-5 versus Ludow, 28-275, no bars. We know the cars. Head up, Pro Tree. Red light, you lose. What time?
Last race of the night.
How about 9:30?
That's fine. 9:30 is here.
All right. I'll be there. 300 on 1,000 or better. And I'm gonna call the track tomorrow and see if we can get that money put on there. I can't promise.
He's betting 500 on the gap.
Yeah. Yeah, that's already locked. You locked that in already.
Yeah.
You told us that you were devil locked.
That's locked. Next Thursday. Not just Thursday, next Thursday.
You told the man locked, man.
That's a race right there now.
All right, it's locked, y'all. Ludow versus Popeye next Thursday night. Piedmont, 9:30. Be there or be square. Talk to me because I'm talking to you. Now, go ahead, Tino. And this call I got on here, 336-3819. Just hold on, and I got you, Mike. Go ahead and tell these folks what you got going on.
Okay, April 29th, 710 Dragway. We got Beast Mode. We got a 28-tire shootout. Any combination. We got small block nitro shootout, single turbo, and we got street car shootout. For the 28-tire shootout, it's a $5,000 pot. For the small block, $3,000. Street car, $2,000. And that's on the 29th of April. The gate open at 10 a.m. Any information you may need or if you want to call me, my number is 910-384-4136. Or you can go to my Facebook. My Facebook is Tino the CEO.
All right, there it is, y'all. April 29th, 7:10. Be there. We got the shootout, paying that money. And if y'all want to race, you know, we'll be on here next week. And if y'all want to lock in, if y'all need to lock in, let me grab the call.
Hey, Lodar, you still on here? Yeah, when is race going down between you and Papa?
Next Thursday.
At Piedmont.
Yeah, Piedmont.
Right. I got 200 on that deal there too on the gap.
Alright.
What you talking about, man?
Now Josh, you be getting on me by the background, but listen to that background.
Yeah, if you got background noise, cut your TV off, go outside, do something, because, you know, we don't need to hear what you got going on in the background. At least I don't want to hear, and don't nobody else want to hear. So, hello?
Hey, I'm on here. This Chad. I want 200 on that gap band between Little Darryl and Popeye.
So who you betting with, Little Darryl, or you betting with Popeye?
I'm betting with Little Darryl.
Okay, well, Popeye, just be at the track.
I'll let you go in the gap pot, Chad.
All right, that's what I wanted to hear right
that's
there.
That's cool.
All right.
All right, we'll go see Lil Darryl next Thursday night at approximately 8:45 and give him your money, and it's locked in. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. You got that?
Yes,
that's
sir.
That's a sure thing there. Hey, and Josh, we appreciate you on the announcement, man.
Ain't no problem, big dog. We appreciate y'all, man.
Oh, yeah. We'll help y'all racers any way we can. And the show right here. So, you fellas have a good one. I'm stepping off here.
Well, you can just mute your mic there, boss, man. Just mute your mic, and if you want to come back on, you can just come off mute, and you'll be live. But make sure you mute your mic there, bro, and just sit back and listen, because we ain't going nowhere. And, that's
ten,
right.
10-4.
336-3600.
Okay, let me get this straight, Josh. What's going on? This is Artie, man. Little Darryl supposed to be gapping Popeye. Nothing much. Little Darryl said he going to... Little Darryl supposed to gap Popeye, right?
Hold on a minute.
I'm going to gap Popeye, yep.
Hold on. Look here. Man, y'all not going to get on here and goddamn run my man just because he told Scott he going to bet him 500. Man, the man ain't going to be betting a whole lot of money on the gap, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
No. Listen to what I'm saying, Josh.
I already see where this is going, though. I already see where
it's
going.
No. Listen to what I'm saying.
Everybody get on
listen
here.
What I'm saying.
Oh, bet on the gap. Bet on the gap.
No. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Chad wanted to bet that 200 on the gap. I just wanted to make sure that Lil Durf will be gapping Popeye. If that's the case, Chad ain't got to worry about putting
man,
it in the pot. He can put it in my fucking hand. That's what I'm saying.
It's
he
not,
put
it's
in
not
my
the
hand.
Race. With a race,
hey,
with a W.
That's why I just told you. I already knew where this is going. The man betting 500 on the gap, and Chad betting with goddamn Lil Darryl. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want to bet some money, y'all get the goddamn pot up, and I'm sure he going to cover
just
whatever
get
y'all
pot.
Get up in
yeah.
the pot.
We can get it any kind of way we want, because I want Chad money anyway. Any way I can get it.
Well, hey, Artie.
Oh,
hey, yeah, that's right.
Since we talking about Chad's money. Hold on. Since we talking about Chad's money. You get that shit you got ready by next Thursday, and I got
Listen. You ain't putting no date on it, because I done waited on you for goddamn 2 fucking months. So don't put no date on when my shit get ready. Motherfucker, I done let you slide too many fucking times. I let
you
your ass
let
slide last
hey,
week.
Yo,
now,
hold on.
Hold on.
No, wait a minute.
I let your ass slide last week.
I'm telling you right now, next Thursday, I'm going to put the gap on your
you,
ass.
Listen. Sling Blade was at the check. You had 2 broke rock arms. I let your ass slide. Now, don't get on here and beat your fucking chest.
I'm not beating
now, don't
my
do
chest.
That.
I'm beating
don't,
my
okay,
damn
then.
Chest.
Well, shut the fuck up with that bullshit. Don't get on here and beat
I
your chest.
I ain't shutting the fuck. Hey, well, I tell you what,
every
you want
to
do
every fucking time
this.
We wanted to, listen, every time we folks ran, you always had some excuse or some fucking problem. So don't come at me with that bullshit. Now take your ass back on mute.
No, I ain't going on mute. This is where I'm going. I'm going up in your ass. You named
you ain't,
the time.
You ain't did it yet. Listen, you ain't did it yet. Every fucking race you asked
I'm
for, I
you
told
right
you
now.
Lock it in,
hey.
And you have not done nothing. So I'm tired
right,
of talking to you.
Listen,
When my shit get finished, I'm going to tap you on your fucking shoulder. All you got to do is get to the line. That's it. I'm tired
well,
of your
you
fucking
what.
Mouth.
I'm tired
of your mouth
listen,
and your backpedaling ass.
I'm tired of your fucking mouth. You get up on this show,
but you can't
mouth,
do nothing about it because you ain't been ready.
You the one, hey, listen.
You ain't been ready.
You the one got up here tonight, run your mouth. Goddamn, if you need $200 that bad,
I
come on
said,
back.
If you going to bet $200 on Lewis, I'm betting on Popeye. That's what I said. I ain't stuttered. Shit.
I didn't say
like
you
I said,
but if you need $200,
Artie, this is what you do. Artie, this is what you do. You dad going to get, since he Team Extreme, just get in his pot, man. They team the stream already.
It's not a problem.
Man.
It's not a problem. That's what I said. When John said that, it's not a problem. I'm getting in the pot. It's no big deal. But I'm tired of that backpedaling ass Chad. God damn it. How many cars you going to fucking buy for a goddamn $5,000 car? Huh? I'm going to make you buy another motherfucking car again.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do.
That's what I'm going to do.
You said Becky was going to do it. Becky couldn't get the job done. You went and bought another fucking car. So guess what?
Hey, Artie,
this bitch ain't going to get it done.
Can I just say one thing?
No, nope. It ain't got shit to do with you, Lewis. Stay the fuck up out of this. Stay out of this. This ain't got shit to do with you. Now, stay the fuck up out of this. Now, when I pull on your chain, then you can talk to me. Your chain will get pulled through. Your chain will get pulled through with your dirt. So just hold your horses.
Joe, they're looking for you.
Like I said, when I get finished, your chain will get pulled too. So don't worry about it. You're going to get some action too. Right now, I'm not ready. And everybody, I done told everybody I'm not ready. So when I get ready, I will put y'all on notice.
Hey, you know,
hold on.
Let me say something, Big Mouth. Damn. Let me say something. I respect a man. When a man shit down, I can understand that from racer to racer.
That's right, because I did the same thing when
you
shit was down.
I'm telling you, that's exactly right. You give me the same respect, and I'm going to give it right back to you. But I'm telling you, as soon as you get that shit ready with a small block, one kid on 28, I am ready. I mean,
that's
I'm ready.
That's fair enough. That's all fair right. enough.
All right.
All right, now y'all can have y'all show back. I'm done.
You ain't going to shit.
Oh, man.
You think we can beat him? Oh.
I don't know damn where we're going to beat him. Hey, little Darren.
Yo, what's up with your mic?
You still there, bro?
I'm here.
Yeah. Well, as soon as I get done running up in Artie, you take Joe Dirt and run right on up in him some more. Because I know the deal right there. So, you know, it is what it is. He talking about people running out here buying cars, hell. You know, I guess you spend your money on whatever you want to spend it on, can't you? Hey, and I know Artie probably done hung up or went on mute, but I got one other little public announcement I need to make. Pinky is looking for Artie just as well as Joe Dirt and this other little black car.
All right,
hold on, guys.
336-2952. 336-2952. I'm
done.
I
want to
hang them up.
Hey!
Is this Josh Jones show?
Oh, hey!
Is this the Josh Jones show?
Hold on a minute.
336-5461.
Who is this?
This Dirty Boy.
What's up, cuz?
Okay, hey, Josh. Dirty Boy, hold on one sec. hold on one sec. Hey,
go ahead,
Lewis. Look down.
What's happening?
Look down. This is Bay.
What's happening?
You know,
what
I'm sick and tired of.
Why
you
got that
door? Hold on.
Hold on.
Open it one more time tonight.
Hold on.
What's
going on? Listen.
Hold on,
we
don't run
Joe Dirt. Okay.
Hey, hold on, cuz. If you ain't talking, put your phone on mute, cause somebody's shit's making some hellacious like some. You hear that noise?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear.
I think it's you, babe.
No, it ain't me.
Hold on a minute.
I ain't around nothing but my damn self. Yeah, what I'm saying. No, it ain't me.
Whoever, 693. Oh, that was Dirty Boys. I'm going to open you back up just a minute, Dirty Boy.
I got you. Just hold tight. Go ahead, babe.
Okay. Listen. Hey, Lewis. Ladera. We gonna run the Joe Dirt car.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you something. What I have a problem with is all these goddamn clowns coming on like Chad. Chad, I want you to listen to this. Now you got Bay woke up. It ain't hard anymore. You woke Bay up now. Chad, you running around like a little bitch at the track, like you some goddamn body, but you won't lock nobody in that track. But when you get around Lewis and you ducking his nuts, like you some goddamn body. Now I'm sick and tired of bullshit. Now if you want to run our car, you call Bay. You call Rico. But all that bullshit you trying to shine on these goddamn shows, you a little bitch to me. That's
I don't
step
give
one.
A fuck. I'll show you a goddamn little bitch.
No, you, I tell you what. I tell you what I do. This is what I do for you. When I see you,
no
I want you to talk big boy talk the same goddamn way. Okay?
Do what now?
Now, I'm sick and tired of bullshit. We done been from track to track, and your little bitch ass won't lock nothing in. You paid the punk that money. You paid what you really are punk, you motherfucker. That's step one. Now, I'm sick and tired of bullshit. Now, anytime you want to talk racing, you call Bay, Rico, or somebody. But all this bullshit you trying to shout on me, goddamn show, I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and fucking tired of it. Now, if you think I'm joking, listen, if you think I'm joking, Thursday night at Piedmont, I'll show you better than I can tell you about these joke games, okay? And this is real shit. I'm sick and tired of it.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Shut the fuck up right now. You don't piss me the fuck off.
Listen.
Hey, y'all get down there. Hey, listen. Hey, y'all get down there. Hey, listen. 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 Listen.
Okay. I'm gonna ask
you
some cars.
You
know,
when you at the track, you like a little bitch.
Yeah,
you suck it up to every goddamn body. You feel me?
There's 40 some to 50.
Okay,
calls.
You suck it up to every goddamn body. Now,
okay, everybody's
you know,
listening. Oh, baby, that's
look,
cool.
Yeah, no, you ain't got to listen. I know you stand, motherfucker.
I said, they better be on
that's
you. I said, they better be on you. Did you come on here and shut my shirt off?
Yeah, I know the fuck you stand. Now, all that extra shit you doing, cut the shit out, man.
Hold on. Everybody.
Cut all the bullshit out. Man, listen, you're already running is one thing, but every goddamn time you get on a goddamn show, you act like you goddamn a bear. You ain't nothing but a goddamn cunt sucking nuts.
They told
that you
forgive
me. You got that? You ain't nothing but a fucking cunt, man.
Okay.
You act like you some goddamn body every time
what,
I look
a,
up.
Hey, hold on a minute, Darren.
You,
Big Bridges,
no, first
on.
Of all, you stuck your nose
hey, first
in
all,
Grandpa's business.
Did I call the show
listen,
running
listen,
my mouth?
When you, when your dad and Bob
I
was talking, you were a little
question.
Kid to them. Stay out of grown folks' shit. Stay out of grown folks' shit. You a little kid. It was Popeye and what y'all. I'm sitting there listening to the bullshit. I'm going to bet 200.
Well,
you motherfucker,
you
can bet $200 no, goddamn it.
I can't make no money, can I, baby?
No, what you should have did was say, if anybody want to bet $200 on the side on that gap, then I want it. But don't get in their pot. You see what I'm saying? Don't get in their pot. That's step one. I address you face to face. I ain't got to get on the show and goddamn be a big bear on the show. I do it face to face. That's the difference between me and you.
Listen to
that's the difference between me and you.
That's okay.
No, that's the difference between me and you.
Hey.
See, you, hey, look. See, you run around sucking a little down, man.
Hold on. I done listened to all this bullshit.
They don't know. What happens to
we got London on the
show. They don't know what
happens. You know?
They only know what
I
feel. They don't know about the brand new cars we bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new shit that I just fought with some good hair. That's a brand new mouth. They don't know about the brand new cars we bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new cars we bought. They don't know about the brand new house. They don't know about the brand new shit that I just fought with some good hair. That's a brand new mouth. They don't know about the brand new belt on a Rolex. Not a motherfucker.
All right, hey, it's one thing about it. Listen, y'all ain't never got to worry about me calling this goddamn show no more. Never. No, I would never come back on this show again. Because, man, you got a bunch of fucking clowns on here, man. You got a bunch of fucking clowns on this goddamn show. You know?
the dollar rate. But goddamn, all this other motherfucker, man, you got a bunch of goddamn clowns on this motherfucking show, man. Man, your show look bad. Man, your rate's going down because you got more clowns like Chad coming on here. A motherfucking joke. A fucking joke coming on here. You know,
so hold on,
Three three six 5461.
Yo,
y'all,
what's up,
y'all?
Y'all
don't got my damn Uncle Bay turned up tonight, eh?
Hey,
no, I get sick and tired of the bullshit, man. Every week I listen to the show, and goddamn, it's clowns like Chad that come on like he's some goddamn body. Let's talk to the people that wait, man.
If we got big ass motherfuckers, we knock J Ball them off with the little street cars we got, we might get the big ass after that then.
You know what? See, listen. See, Lil Durk came on to lock in a race. Popeye came in to lock in a race. Chad came in to talk about a race.
We'll try some ugly things with Chad. If we still got some old fresh after we run J Ball, we'll fuck the other Mustang up there, guy.
Okay. But
hey,
who that right there talking? You know who that
Dirty
is.
Dirty Boy. Yeah, Dirty Boy. What type of problems you want, Dirty Boy? You know I've been looking for you.
You just hold on. I promise you. You just hold on. I got something special in the making for you.
Hold on. Now you just said you just wait your turn.
I'm gonna go on this goddamn gap tour. You just wait your turn. I'm gonna put Joe in the
dirt. Dirty Boy. I've been waiting for you for some years, Dirty Boy. You daggone. Hey, I thought you went in retirement on me, Dirty Boy.
I know you've been waiting on me. You didn't.
You told me I never feel nothing to beat you.
Hey, I know you didn't watch it for a long time. And we gonna get beside each other. You hear me? I told him I put Joe in the dirt. That's what we gonna call it, Joe in the dirt, not Joe. All right, dirt.
I'm waiting.
We'll get together. But like I said, if our boy got his car there third, and we still got some oil pressure out there, we run over, boy, we'll try something for a little something.
We'll see that. Them boys be seeing that car when it left that line down there and stuff. They know that. I know Jody runs pretty good at Jody. I mean, that's a two-chase car. I had to get him, see?
Yeah, I guess Bay shut the show down.
No, all the things Bay do is come on and keep it 100. I mean, what you got to start doing, man? If motherfuckers racing, then you talk to them. If men ain't never locked me in a race and ran side by side with nobody. You don't talk to him. The man that had two calls and he paid punk out money one time and has not ran nobody since.
Bye-bye. I told you I had two broke rocker arms and I'd get the car fixed and I didn't call.
Well, I understand that.
Well, hold on a minute.
Don't
God
get on
dang,
the show thinking you're bad when you just occurred.
I ain't nobody down here.
We already discussed that you already was going to run. You said he had the back tire. Listen.
Josh, I'm going on
you. You said he had the back tire for life. Well, guess what? We're going to hold you to that goddamn lie you told. We're going to hold you to that motherfucking lie.
Hey, baby.
If I got anything to do with it, I'm going to hold you to that fucking lie. I promise you.
Why can't nobody?
I promise you.
You damn right. I told Artie he had the back tire for life. I didn't tell you.
You did. Hey, listen. We're going to take you for life.
Hey, hold on. Artie wanted to come on the show talking about he wanted to get in my pocket. And that's what me and him started talking about. Now you call in talking about clowns and all this. Hey, man, I ain't scared to race. If me and Artie can get it
yes,
together,
sir.
And he can get his...
Who have you ran this year?
How many have you run this year?
More than you, motherfucker. That's a goddamn sure.
Contest, motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Hey, you only ran one. Hey, hold on. Wait a minute. You ain't ran none. You paid the fuck out of Artie.
Here's what I'm trying to tell you. What have you run this year? I'm trying to lock in with Artie, but now you got to get up in the midst of it and make it all complicated. We can run.
No, it ain't complicated.
I
told you.
My word on that. I give you the word.
Artie going to cut that back up. For what?
I'm not going to listen no more. I done heard all this bullshit I'm going to listen to.
No, that's bullshit out of your bitch ass mouth.
I will give you the back tire.
Hey, babe.
No. We're not going to give you. You think we had it, so we're taking it.
Well,
every damn time we roll in the track, we holler back car, we lock your bitch ass in.
Okay, all right, you got it. Small block on 28th, one kid.
I don't know nothing about all that shit. I don't know. Listen. We didn't run one of your goddamn race. We never run that shit again. You told us take the trash break off. I told Artie, take it off. You gonna fuck him up anyway. He made a pass. I said, Artie, the motherfucker ain't gonna run him. Artie said, no, I need a trans brake. I said, goddamn, foot brake, quicken the trans brake. When he flashed the converter, you came up and said, I got water coming out my car. So
and
we respected
that.
We looked up.
And Becky ain't, hey,
hold
and
up.
Becky
we looked up on the car. That motherfucker was riding my nuts.
Is Becky
hey,
back
I
to
looked up on your car. That was riding my goddamn nuts.
I didn't pay you to punk out money. I paid Randy Sanders to punk out money.
Yeah,
I did what
you paid
I said
to punk
I was
out.
Gonna do. And I'm telling you right, hey, you ain't never paid no punk out money, had you? Huh? Have you
nope.
ever paid any punk out money? I think
nope.
we all have.
I think I asked who's going to pay the punk out money.
You do what now?
I paid a full price trying to pay the punk out. I ain't paid the punk out in goddamn 20 years. Make some call the shop right there.
Hey, hold on. I ain't trying to fuck the man show up. All I'm saying is Artie come on the show and said he wanted to get that $200. That's fine. I ain't got no problem with that. Best man win. Whatever, that's cool. But as soon as the Sling Blade is ready, let me know, and I'll meet you in the water box. Fair enough.
But see, what I'm saying is, why every time you
man.
Come on the show, listen what I'm going to say. I'm going
to
get off the goddamn show.
You about,
listen,
man.
You got Rico number, you got my number.
You,
all you got
no
is call it, but you want to get on the show and shine. You want to get on the show and
shine.
Shine.
I ain't shining.
Listen.
It ain't nothing to listen to, man. We talking
about my number's still the same. Hey, the same way you used to call me, motherfucker, is still the same. Rico number's still the same.
I'll call you.
You understand?
I will call you in just a few minutes then.
You got my number. You got Rico's number. But see,
yes,
I get so sick and tired of the bullshit. Like, you coming on the show, like, you got to talk on the show. You can call us any goddamn time to get a run.
I didn't.
Guess what? Your ass is locked in, goddammit.
Hey, listen, that's all well and fine, but listen to this. I didn't call in this show and call Artie out. Artie the one called in asking Lewis what was going on and said he wanted that $200. Now, is this not a true story to the people listening on this show?
Yeah, he wanted $200 on the side.
What the hell do you get that I called in beating on my chest calling Artie out? Really?
No,
nope,
but listen, you came up to Piedmont Wednesday with the same bullshit. You see what I'm saying? You
well,
walked
you mean,
up
what
with
you
the
mean,
same bullshit.
You
know Artie was in Florida.
Hold on.
You know Artie was in Florida.
Hold on.
And you broke
9,000. Babe, hold on, man. Let's let you eat a little crow here a minute. Did you ask me Wednesday night what that pop was when I left up out there? Did you ask me that?
Yeah, I knew you heard up. You didn't tell me what you heard, but I knew
what
something hurt.
What I'm trying to tell you, I'm keeping it on the real. I wouldn't bullshit you. I broke two rocker arms. I bent some push rods, messed up a valve. I told Artie that. Me and Artie talked about it. I did not come up on this show tonight and call that man out. Period. I'll sit here and argue with you till the fucking cows come home. I didn't call this show to argue with Artie or you. But at the end of the day, we can lock this shit in and we can make a race out of it. It's just that simple.
Listen. I'm going to give you what you told Artie. You know how he got the back tire? Listen in. Listen well. And I'm going to get off the show. You got to lock in for life. As long as you stay Chad Gray, you got to lock in with us for life. That Sling Blade car, if you want to run 100 goddamn times, you got that bitch 100 times.
All right. Fair enough. You got it.
You got it. Hey. Yeah, I won't be hollering. So, you know, I tore up this. I ain't gonna tell you a motherfucking thing. I'm gonna say, get your ass in line.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Hey, y'all have a nice night. I got to go in here and eat dinner. I just had to come on the show on the bullshit.
Hey, Lewis.
Yo.
Hey, man. On the real, I go off on the side and bet my little $200 since it seems to damn make such an uproar.
I got you, man. I got you.
Oh, shit. That shit just got reeled in.
Yes, sir. You know what I'm talking about. Believe it.
Damn right. Damn show is wide open tonight, honey.
Yes, sir. Thursday night. Hey, who's gonna be the king of Piedmont Thursday night? That's what I want.
Well, I ain't had oil pressure 8 days yet, Josh Jones.
Next Thursday night.
I ain't had oil. That's
next
a whole eight days.
Next Thursday night is going down. Motherfucking look down. Popeye. With a punk out be paid.
Next Thursday.
Or will the race get off? Who's going to do it? Pick one and ride with them. Popeye versus Lil Darryl. Believe it. Yep. I know they're going to have old Machiavelli back there sitting in the cut. I bet you.
Sherry, will you hush? You keep talking to yourself.
Who is that? You ain't talking, go on mute and shit, man. Hell, the show's dead now. We done got a locked in race. Y'all ain't got nothing else to talk about. Shit. What's good? Y'all got me feeling good. I like that. Y'all was handling this shit. Obey got on here and handled that shit. He said he wants some Becky. he said he wanted to be like Plies, giving it Becky.
Becky gonna return.
Oh shit.
I think we can find some more.
But will he get that? But will he get that money though?
Do what now?
Hell no!
Will he get that money?
Never
know. He ain't gonna get shit. He ain't gonna get
a
damn.
Hey, Artie, you right?
He ain't gonna get shit with that goddamn. Only thing you gonna see is that parachute in the back. That's it. That's all you gonna see. I'm just going to keep it 100. We ain't got to argue about it. We're keeping it gentlemen. But I'm just saying, that's all you're going to see is that parachute. I'm keeping it 100. You should never give me the back tie for life. I'm going to run about your fucking life every time you come in the gate. I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
That's why I've been on mute lately. Y'all notice I have not been saying shit lately for the past couple of weeks. I've been on mute for a reason. When I come back, all that bullshit going to stop.
Artie.
I'm just letting y'all know. And you're going to be the first victim, Chad.
Hey, hold on, Artie. As long as you come to Mall Block 1 Kid on 28,
I'm not listening. I don't have to say nothing for you, okay? Nothing.
Well, I can tell you this. Hold on. Let me tell you this right here. If you think I'm rolling in the gate and giving you the back tire and you on the big block and I'm on the small block and you running gas,
No. Listen. I'm not changing shit for you, okay? Nothing. Clean blade going to be small block just like she said. I got another motherfucking car I'm about to pick up this week if I don't have to work this weekend. So you ain't got to worry about that. That big block shit going to stop too. So I'm just letting everybody know. I got another car, and all these big blocks ain't going to be scared of them.
Man, you ain't talking.
Yo,
we
I don't want to hear you. Well, Joe Dirt will be the first one on the list once I get that bitch right. How about that?
Hey, Artie.
So. But back
hey,
to you,
hey,
Chad.
Hold on a minute, Artie. Just notice right here.
You ain't the only man coming in the gate with a new car with a big block in it.
Oh, well, you don't came in there with two, but I'm not buying my car for nobody. I'm buying this because I was already getting it anyway. That's a difference.
Hey, just know, Joe Dirt
Lewis,
got a big brother.
All right. Okay, Lewis. And guess what? I ain't worried about his big brother either. Fuck that big brother. How about that?
Okay.
You heard, this ain't the first time I told you that.
When do you want to lock that in then?
This ain't the first time I told you that, so don't get on here trying to shine. We done already talked about that one-on-ones, and I told you the same thing. I'm not worried about his big brother either. That's what I told you. So it ain't nothing different.
Okay.
All right.
Who's got the background noise?
I don't know. I'm outside. That ain't me. But we gonna see how good of a driver Chad Gray really is.
Hey, that's what I want you to do.
So just get one at a time and don't call all of them out to dinner at first.
No, I said Chad Gray gonna be the first victim. That's what I said when I first said it. That's it. I'm not going. Lewis been goddamn barking at my dad's on throat for about a month now. I told him he got the weight. He's gonna get his time, but he got the weight right now.
Alrighty, just get Sling Blade ready, bro. That's all you got to do.
Well, that's what I'm doing, Ted. That's why I've been on mute for the last 3 weeks.
And that's cool. I respect the man. That's cool. Hey.
Y'all ain't heard me open my mouth about locking nobody in, saying
the
nothing to nobody.
Ain't going nowhere, brother.
Oh, no, it ain't going nowhere. It ain't going to. It's going to wait for me and you to do this thing. I just want to know if you're going one step or two steps.
No, I'm going to step out there in front of you and let you see the back bumper of that car.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's not going to happen. We already know that ain't going to happen. So, you know, you knew that too the first couple of times. That's why you backed out in the race.
Keep your confidence up. That's what I like.
Well, shit, what the hell you think? If I want confidence, I'll just go and give you the money. But guess what? It ain't going to happen like this.
That's cool.
All these little photos and shit I be getting from the track, I'll just be getting them just to hang on the wall. I'll be getting them just to see who peeping around on somebody else's body looking when I leave the line. You know who I see every time? That guy that gone Chad Gray got his head around that bitch like a guy that gone pigeon, boy. Look. Huh?
Looking at what?
I know you like what you see every time Sling Blade lead a hoe. You like what you see.
Hey, it's a lot of cars run down there I'd like to see run. But it's all good, my friend. Hey, it's all good. We gon' race. Me and
oh,
you
yeah,
go
no doubt. No
hey,
doubt. No
day,
doubt. Like
hey.
I told everybody else, I'm not, that's why you ain't ever heard me say that my car ain't right. It ain't right yet. But when it do get right, you're the first one on the list, Chad. Then I can just go on down the list. I'm not scared to race nobody. It's only money. That's what I work every day for.
Me too.
That's
bro.
What I work
Me
every
too.
Day for.
Me
we,
too.
You can't win them all. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. But my point is, everybody gets wrong, I'm scared to race.
But
I'm not going to race a car that's not right. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, and I respect you for that, but let me tell you a true story. I will not pay any more punk out money to anybody.
Well, that's fine. If your motor hurts, the best thing for you to pay the punk out, fix your motor, then come back again. I don't want you to hurt it even worse.
Well, that's what
you
I
what
did
I'm saying.
With Becky. But then another car come along.
Well, and I respected that. I ain't never got no issue with that. Sometimes you got to do the smart thing. It ain't to prove no point to nobody else. You got to do the smart
that's
thing.
Exactly.
Why turn your car
that's
all the way up when you can pay the little $100 punk out and fix your problem and then come back and fight another day?
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm saying. Like I said,
and that's exactly what I did.
And like I said, everybody kept hollering, "Won't you run on gas? My gas ain't right. My car ain't right right now." So when I get that problem, everybody's gonna get what they want.
Hey, man, y'all,
listen
go
to you.
On mute, man.
Listen
to
you.
Your shit ain't right. Go on mute. Go on mute, man. You ain't got nothing to run right now.
Your shit
ain't
gonna be like when Popeye run out your fucking life.
Hey, go on mute, man. You ain't no spokesman right now.
Oh, well, guess what? I'm speaking for one of my team members.
Chad,
when I out your life,
listen.
Your shit ain't going to be right.
Chad,
I'm going on
no
mute now. Not because Lewis said so, because I'm ready to go to bed. I got to go to work tomorrow. Y'all have a
go
nice night.
Mute.
You just better get you some preparation next month, Darryl.
Oh, shit.
Hold on.
Let me ask you this. Hey, Artie. Oh, where you at, Artie?
Hey, on mute.
Artie.
I know
we're coming to the
church. Yeah, I was great going to bed, man. I went on mute. I was great going to the house and
Artie,
going to bed. I said I was going to bed. I'm here.
Hey, let me ask you something. Artie. So what's Team Extreme gonna do next Thursday night?
It's gonna be the worst goddamn feeling Lord Darryl ever seen. He's gonna wish he left that damn motor sitting where it was sitting at. That man ain't just went there no preparation goddamn for nothing.
Shit.
He ain't just went there no prep race for that $15,000. He ain't went there just running on some Rudy pool. That man did some work. He put in work. And he's gonna put in some work next Thursday. That.
Team Extreme versus BWYP.
That's the shit everybody been wanting to see anyway. Team Extreme, BWYB. But guess what? BWYB ain't gonna get the outcome they thinking they're gonna get. I'm sorry to say. Nothing personal, but guess what? When we leave that fucking track, we eating steaks on their ass again. How about that? We eating steaks again off of them.
Hey, Artie, you did not say you're going to the whole team.
I'm going, John's asking a question, Lord. You just go on mute and just get your shit together for next Thursday. That's all you got to do. I'm out. Y'all have a nice night.
Well, damn. Well, y'all. I guess if ain't nobody else got nothing. We've had a good show. Got a nice lock in. We're gonna shut it down. If ain't nobody got nothing. If y'all got something, hit the one button. But if you ain't got nothing, we're going to go and lay it on down. Shit, this Monday night. Shit, I'm trying to get right. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm going to get that ball down.
So, we're going to go on and shut it down. And I'll see y'all Thursday night at Piedmont. But next Thursday night, it's going down. Popeye versus Lil Darryl, 9:30. Locked in. 300 on 1,000 or better. We're going to go and shut it down because ain't nothing else to talk about. We're going to end it on a good note. And we'll do it again next Monday night right here at 9 o'clock. East Coast Grudge Talk with JJ. 515-605-9834. We out of here. Hello. Hello, Mr. Are you sure?